Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hey, Devo Spice.
Hey, Luke Ski.
Tony Goldmark is here.
I am completely unprepared for everything.
That makes three of us.
Thank you.
Yes, because my Google Doc just generated an error, so I don't see anything. Woo. Welcome to some episode of the Funny Music Podcast.
74, I believe.
74, he believes, for November 10th, 2011. Ooh, it's loading. It's loading. Is it going to work?
I got it.
Come on!
Blank page. Right. Come on. Load. Yes! Episode 74. He is right. All right.
Have we achieved 74-ishness?
We have indeed.
Have we achieved it?
74-ishness has been achieved.
We've achieved something. Woo! So, what have you been up to since last week, Devo Spice?
Well, I got laid off from my job. So, I'm like a full-time musician now.
Yay! You win!
Yeah, except I'm not making any money, so it's not going to end well.
So you're officially a musician then.
Yes.
I heard everything before the word off, so congratulations.
Ah, thank you. what happened was I worked for a company. God damn, this thing's keep generating errors. Was selling a enterprise-level software to the publishing industry. And when I was interviewing for the job, I'm like, well, you know, the publishing industry is kind of in deep shit right now. You know, what are you guys doing to prepare yourselves for this? And they said they were working on ways of you know, modernizing everything to make it digital and, you know, prepare for the transition to the digital distribution and whatnot. So like a month ago, the board of directors at the company decided to take the product in a different direction, so to make it a little more general, so that it's a subscription management software, so that magazines can keep track of who is subscribed and who owes what money and who has what, you know, what issues of coming to them and stuff. And they decided to make it more general so that any website or any company that has a subscription model could use their service. So theoretically, the FUMP could have been one of their customers because we have subscribers. So then they hired two different consulting firms to do market research and find out, you know, what the market is for this new more broader product that they were going to develop. Both companies came back and said, there's no market for this thing. You're wasting your time. And they said, okay, in that case, kill it. And me and about a dozen other people got laid off. The entire department was dismantled. 35 offshore team members in India were laid off. So I've spent the week, I updated my resume. I've gone on a couple job interviews already. I have a phone interview coming up tomorrow. No bites yet. But for someone who doesn't have a job, I am busy as hell. It's like I'm constantly doing something, and it's not like I'm getting a lot of work done on the FUMP or on my other websites or projects or anything. So that's basically what I've been doing. Although I have been setting aside time each day to do some writing. I'm doing NaNoWriMo, as I mentioned. And just tonight I crossed the 20,000 word threshold in my novel.
Wow.
So things are cruising along. It's actually going much better than I anticipated. I really thought this was going to suck, but I'm liking how it's going. I need to go back. I mean, obviously it needs another pass. This is just a first draft, and there's stuff I need to fix and beef up on it. But I really like the way it's coming out, and it's you know, so far so good.
Cool.
So what have you been up to?
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Thanks.
I went to Contraflow in Gretna, Louisiana, which is one of the suburbs of New Orleans. And fortunately, Sarah was able to come with me because New Orleans is her favorite city in the world. So I was able to basically talk the con into, you know, purchasing an extra plane ticket for her. So that was really nice of them. And they were really nice there. It's the first, I think it's the first convention of that kind that's been in New Orleans since Katrina hit. So they're just trying to kind of reestablish the fandom scene in that town. You know, I went to CoastCon in Biloxi a few years ago, and, you know, this is the first time they've, you know, brought something back to New Orleans. So people there were really nice. I did shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Friday and Saturday, or the Saturday and Sunday shows had a video accompaniment, and that was pretty cool. My friends Danny and Kim Chamberlain from Mid-South Con came out to the convention, and, they, you know, cool to see them. Of course, hanging out with Lewis from the COG. He was running my sound for most of the events, and Chris Overstreet, who's a Redneck Gage in the channel, was there selling merch, and he apparently caught con crud, so so get well soon, Chris.
Con crud, yes.
So I don't think I full-on caught the con crud, so to speak, but I've definitely been kind of sluggish all week. Maybe it's just daylight savings time messing with my head. It's been gray, and I don't feel motivated to do anything all this week. I managed to get a few things done, but not as much as I should have.
Yeah.
But you know,
the one good thing about con crud is that it's most definitely not sexually transmitted.
That's true. Yeah.
Depends on the cons you go to. But yeah, it was
all the cons that I've gone to. Yes.
But yeah, Sarah isn't home yet, but she's been working late lately. But if she feels like it later, maybe she'll tell you about her fun adventures walking around the French Quarter and stuff on Saturday while I was at my merch table. So anyway,
wait a minute, back up. They based an entire city around Disneyland's New Orleans Square.
Yes. It's
wow.
It's interesting. Not nearly as many mice. There were pigeons, but not mice. So unfortunately, we don't have Neil here from Lemon Demon. So should we just get to his song and then move on with the show? Or
yep. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So
I guess we have to.
Yep. So here is from Lemon Demon, a song about a Nickelodeon icon of the past, Lemon Demon with Stick Stickly on the Funny Music Podcast. Ooh.
Stick Stickly, PO Box 963, New York City, New York State, 10108, and it's there right to me, Stick Stickly, PO Box 963, New York City, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, 10108, come to the Con Man's Comedy Corner, where you can check out great songs from the Podsafe Music Network, my CD collection, and yes, even the Fump, and also the Sideshow. Let's not forget them. Check it out at feeds.feedburner.com/conmanscomedycorner. Remember, that's spelled K-A-H-N, not C-O-N or K-H-A-N, like in the movie Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan! Once again, it's feeds.feedburner.com/conmanscomedycorner. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Time for funny music news. Something, something, something. News.
In the news this week, I have news that I did not put in the script, so I should mention that first while I'm thinking about it. The Fump Volume 29 is now available digitally in the store. The CDs are scheduled to arrive here on Monday. I will get them out to subscribers, you know, Monday night into Tuesday. So you should start having them by later next week. And for all of our subscribers, obviously get the high-quality digital download included with their subscription, so they can all go to the store right now and download the digital version of Volume 29, which comes with the Insane Ian interview and high-quality artwork and everything like that. For the rest of you, it's $9.99 if you would like a digital version. And as soon as I get the CDs in stock, I will add them to the Fump store as well. All right, the other news we have. Did anyone post this on the news site on the Fump?
I didn't.
You didn't? Okay. Yeah, we've been busy, folks, but so we will post a news item about this. But the Fump now has an app for Android.
Woo!
Yes, there is a Fump app available right now in the Android marketplace. There is an iPhone version coming as well. We are just, you know, waiting for approval from Apple. I've heard it takes anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks. So 3 to 6 weeks from now, we should have an iPod version. Now we did this through Reverb Nation. They have a service where bands can use their templates and use their Reverb Nation profiles to set up an app. And that's what we did in the interest of getting an app done, you know, within the next 5 years. So, we're kind of limited as to what we can do with it. We have to use their templates, and the features are locked. You know, we can't add new features to it. It's whatever features they have in their template is what we can use. So what you can do is you can listen to the latest songs. We're going to keep the songs in the app synchronized with the songs in the homepage of the Fump. So the 8 songs that are available for download on the homepage of the Fump will be available on the app. We've got it synced to our Twitter accounts and our Facebook pages, so you can keep up with those. And we've added photos to the Reverb Nation profile, so those will all show up in the app as well. And anytime there's a new, like, big Fump get-together where there's a bunch of artists or people taking photos, we'll add these to the profile so you can see what's going on with us. We are planning to write our own custom app, so that we can, you know, do our own features that we want to do, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. So we, in the interest of getting an app running that was functional, we decided to go with this Reverb Nation template. And so far, so good. The one caveat we've run into is that it defaults to having autoplay turned on. So there's no way to shut that off. You can shut off the autoplay. As a consumer, you can shut off the autoplay, but us as the developers, we can't shut the autoplay off. So when you launch the app, the first song starts playing. And Shoebox was at work and pulled up the app, and Tony's song, which we're about to talk about in a moment, started playing, much to the amusement of his co-workers. But
exposure!
Yes. We very quickly realized that, you know, had this been a Sea Monkey song or something like that, it would have been a much, you know, may not have been such a positive situation. So we put a Chris recorded a little spoken bit about, hey, the autoplay's on. You might want to shut that off. And that's going to be the first track on the app, so that when the app launches, that's going to be the thing that autoplays. And that thing has instructions on how to shut off the autoplay. So we can avoid having songs about dead hookers auto-playing while you're at work or something like that.
What about songs about massive drug use?
Yeah, that too.
Okay. I want my songs to be heard by strangers, damn it. Unavoidably.
So search the Android Marketplace. It should come right up. And we will add a news item in the FUMP on the homepage of the FUMP that will link directly to it. And as soon as the iPhone version goes up, we will let everyone know. All right, tour dates. Tomorrow night, the 11th, 11-11-11, in Kerhonkson, New York, we have Carla Ulbrich. Also tomorrow night in Philadelphia, we have the Gothsicles. This weekend in Lombard, Illinois, we have WindyCon featuring Luke Ski, Possible Oscar, Tom Smith, Toy Boat, and Frank Hayes. See, that would be one of those things that would be good to get a lot of pictures of that we can put in the profile.
Yeah. Do you want me to give some more details on that right now?
Yes, please do.
All right, just a quick breakdown on some excerpts from things happening this weekend at WindyCon. Friday night is the Tomboat concert. That would be Tom Smith teaming up with Toy Boat, so it will be Toy Boat with Tom Smith doing Tom Smith songs live on stage. I saw them do this last year. It was really awesome. They tried to record it to make an album, and apparently the recording didn't come out right, so they're doing it again to try to make it work this time. So that's Friday night at 9 o'clock in Junior Ballroom BC. And then they'll be open filking after that. Saturday, 4 p.m., they got their music guest of honor, Frank Hayes, doing a concert. 7 p.m. Oh, that's Junior Ballroom C. 7 p.m. in Lilac B is Beth Kinderman and the Player Characters. 8 p.m. in Lilac B is Feng Shui Ninjas. The Masquerade goes from 8 to 10, and I believe Tom Smith is doing the Judging Time Entertainment of that. And then Saturday at 9 p.m. Is the Possible Oscar concert in Lilac B. That would be Jared Ringgold and Nathan doing the two-person acoustic thing like they did at PenguinCon, and then open filking. And then Sunday, and this is kind of the most important thing to mention, is the Music of the FUMP concert. And the reason why it's important is because the con decided to shift our event back an hour. So it's actually starting at 11 a.m. and going to 1 p.m. instead of starting at noon. So I want to make sure everyone knows that so they don't show up at noon and miss half of the concert. So Sunday from 11 to 1, Junior Ballroom C, that'll feature Tom Smith, Eric Coleman, Carrie Dalby, and myself. So there you have it.
Hey. Oh, Carrie's going to be there too?
Yep.
Hooray.
Oh, cool. All right, moving on. In Hammond, Louisiana on the 12th, we have Mark Gunn. We have Paul and Storm on the 16th in Portland, Oregon, and then on the 17th in Seattle, Washington. And then we have Possible Oscar doing a club show. It's a rarity for them in Minneapolis, Minnesota on the 18th. Carla Ulbrich also on the 18th in Simsbury, Connecticut. And then Toy Boat goes to Canada for Contario in Toronto. That's the 18th through the 20th. Carla Ulbrich in Princeton, New Jersey on the 19th. And also on the 19th, Mark Gunn back in Hammond, Louisiana for the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
So when Toy Boat goes to Canada, will they have to call themselves Toy Boot?
Yeah, possibly. Toy boot, toy boot, toy boot, toy boot.
I see what you did.
Whackety smackety doo.
Smackety doo.
All right. Hey, it's Tony Goldmark.
Hey. Is it? What? Where?
It's time to talk to you about a song, but we're probably going to play it first, aren't we?
We are going to play it first.
Woo!
So you want to give us a brief intro on the song here?
This is a song from my new album.
Well, all righty. Here it is, Not Dead by Tony Goldmark. Whee!
Well, it's 3 a.m. I got a truckload of lemons and 150 miles ahead. If I'm gonna make it alert and awake, I'm gonna need another cup of Not Dead, another cup of Not Dead, another cup of Not Dead, another cup of Not Dead. Well, coffee's gone cold and I'd sell my soul to trade my smelly cab for a bed. If I want to stay alive as I drive and drive, I'm going to need another pill of Not Dead, another pill of Not Dead, another pill of Not Dead, another pill of Not Dead. Now say what you will about the trucker's pill, I like to pop until my eyes turn red. But the just this second wore off, so I reckon I'm going to need another bottle of Not Dead, another bottle of Not Dead, another bottle of Not Dead, another bottle of Not Dead. Well, when what you need no longer needs you, and the pain you've been fighting off pulls on through, just upgrade to something that'll keep you full of dread, because you sure don't want to pass out and then crash and then dead. Now I know what you're thinking, I should not be drinking, but my liver's crying out to be fed. I tried to mix a Jim Beam with some sweet caffeine, and now I need another line of Not Dead, another line of Not Dead, another line of Not Dead, another line of Not Dead. Don't pay me no mind, I'm a feeling fine. You're trying to tell me your nose never bled? Now the blood on the floor just pours and pours, and now we need another eight ball and not dead. 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 Now my brain says stop like a know-it-all cop, but I listen to my heart instead. And my heart keeps a-beating, a-craving the sweetness of yet another vial of not dead. Another vial of not dead, another vial of not dead, another vial of not dead. Well, when life hits you like an 18-wheeler, gotta get on your knees, try to please your dealer till he injects the good stuff into your head. Cause if I don't take these drugs, I might wake up dead. Whack-a-dead, 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 whack-a-dead. Well, my knuckles are bright, freaking blind and white. Off of all you goblin demons full of lead. I don't know where I am, and I don't give a damn. I just need another experimental cranial injection of this newly discovered hormone that gives super intelligence to apes. I'm not dead. Another experiment. Hey, what's this? Warning, may cause excessive scat. What's that mean? When my heart explodes, if I don't put these habits to bed. If I'm gonna make it over this next week sober, gonna need another pack of not dead. Another pack of not dead, 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 another pack of not dead.
I sincerely apologize to any of Shoebox's co-workers who were traumatized by the previous song.
Well, the only part they got to hear was bleep, 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 at the beginning, and then he turned the volume down.
Good. context. It's for the week!
Yes.
There's a t-shirt slogan.
Yeah. Context, so all I could think of is that the character in this song went on to be Phil McCroskey from Airplane. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit Sniff Blue.
Oh, shit. I stole an idea.
That never happens here at the Fump.
I never made that connection until now, but god damn it. Well, it's... The song was... I just thought it'd be funny to... do that, and I guess the Zucker Brothers did too 30 fucking years ago. God damn it. So,
somebody in the channel is asking the question of someone, Brickjack is asking, Tony, are you old enough to know what an 8-ball is?
No. Probably yes, but I don't, but I know I still sound like I'm fucking 13 years old. I'm 28, as a matter of fact. I've just heard it used a lot, and I figured I'd, you know, I... Shut up. So,
hey, I didn't ask the question. It was Brickjack.
Well, fuck you, Brickjack. You want to write a song? Go ahead. You know,
so
what?
I really enjoyed.
I think we've heard enough from the Brickjacks of the world. Come on. Are we going to really stand up for any more of Brickjack's fucking shit?
Are you going to occupy Brickjack?
Come on! Occupy Brickjack! Yes!
Occupy Dementia Radio.
Why should 1% of the people occupy 99% of me? And I say 99... And listen, no, I say 99% because I got an appendix and one of my toes in a jar in the corner, so... anyway!
Hey, isn't this supposed to be...
I make them fight to see who... What?
Isn't this supposed to be like an interview where somebody asks questions at some point?
I made my appendix and my toe fight to see who loves me more. Go on. I'm sorry.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but did anything in particular inspire this song?
It did, and as a matter of fact, and it was just kind of a thought that went through my head idly. By the way, I apologize to Brick Jacks. I'd like to make my... informal apology. Is it Brick Jacks or Bricks Jack?
Brick Jack.
Okay. Brick Jack. Okay. I apologize, Brick Jack, for besmirching your good name. Anyway, this song was inspired by a long trip from San Francisco to L.A., San Francisco where my parents live and L.A. where I live. a few months ago, and it was getting late, and I still hadn't hit the big hilly section of the I-5, and I just knew I had, and I was getting tired, and I knew I had to stop and get some Diet Coke. That's as far as I fucking go. And I just thought to myself, man, I need another cup of Not Dead. And within like 5 miles, I had the first verse written. So it was just one of those ideas that strikes you like a bolt of lightning. And I knew I wanted it to be a trucker's song, but I didn't want it to be a generic trucker song, like Truck Driving Song by Weird Al or Truckers by Corky and the Juice Pigs. I knew specifically I wanted it to be a pastiche of Roger Miller, because I realized no one had ever done a pet. Well, except maybe I'm a Nut by Leroy Pullins, but that was back in the 60s when Miller was still in his prime. No one is doing Roger Miller pastiches now, so I thought I would fill that gaping void.
People just clamoring for that, I can tell.
Oh, absolutely. Well, people were clamoring for Al to do a Doors pastiche as well, and look what happened.
That's true.
You know, I mean, because I'd recently just kind of gotten back into Roger Miller. I bought a greatest hits album of his, and it's really fucking great stuff. And he doesn't get as much recognition as he deserves, partly because he died like 20 years ago. But, you know, I mean, back in the 60s, not too many people remember this. King of the Road, set the record for most Grammys won by a single artist in the same year, a record which did not get broken until Thriller came along. So the guy's got credentials, and of course he did the songs from Disney's Robin Hood and all that, and he's really a fantastic artist, and I just thought, you know what, it's time to pay tribute to the guy. And the song kind of doubles as almost a highly exaggerated version of his life story, because he was a speed freak for many, many years, and then finally gave it up, but basically switched to cigarettes, and then died of lung cancer.
Of course.
So I knew the song had to end that way. And the most challenging thing about doing a Roger Miller pastiche is the scat guitar solo, where everything has to match up, because he did those in a lot of his biggest hits, like Dang Me and You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd, and they're really impressive to listen to, but you realize he was playing guitar and scatting at the same time, so it was relatively easy for him. I don't play guitar, so what we did was the guitar player on that track, Gary Potterton, I just had him play a guitar solo. I played him a few Roger Miller songs, and I just said, play a solo like this. And I picked the take I liked best. I took it home and I just listened to it over and over again until I could get it exactly.
So you could scat to it.
Exactly. And make it sound natural. And it was, and I'm very proud of how it turned out. So
yeah, that part came out excellently and hilariously. So kudos to
you. Thank
you. And I have to say, the excessive scat sounds like a pretty severe side effect. I mean, how would this get past the FDA?
That amused me.
Well, I figure by the second verse he's not getting any of this shit legally, so. But, you know, the dealer prints it up, you know, respectfully, out of kindness, just as a warning to people, because,
right.
You know, I have this whole elaborate backstory in my head that I'm making up right now, so.
So, that drive between San Francisco and Los Angeles, that's what, 10 hours?
It's 6 with no stops, but with stops, it's between 8 and 10. Yeah.
So how often do you have to make that drive?
Once every couple months. Just, you know, I go up to visit. I'm actually in San Francisco right now, visiting my mom and stepdad, and I have to go back to LA tomorrow. So wish me luck.
Well, good luck, and say hi to your mom.
I will.
Get yourself a big pile of Not Dead.
Indeed. Big old swimming pool full of it. Lug around. So, are there any more questions about the song? By the way, The bit in the song where I sing "mpapa mpa mpapa pow," that's a direct reference to my single biggest inspiration on this song, which was a Roger Miller track called "Trouble on the Turnpike," in which "mpapa mpa mpapa pow" was the refrain that kind of went through the whole song, and that's a song about a truck crash on the freeway. So, yeah. Cool. I need to stop. I need to learn how to arrange my sentences properly and actually begin with, because I'm all over the place tonight.
It's okay. I think we're all a little off, but that's all right.
I'm tired. Yes. I'm exceedingly tired. So I'm a little off tonight.
Well,
Wait a minute. Who's this coming in?
Hello, I'm Lemon Demon. I'm too important and popular to do this fucking show. I have 100 billion hits on YouTube. I make money. Woo!
And he's gone.
Now that had to have been an imposter, because comedy musicians don't make money.
Right?
No, not in, not in.
I can attest to that.
Well, yes.
Unless they marry into it.
What? Oh, no, that wasn't Lemon Demon. That was Weird Al. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, should we go on to the promo time and then feedback?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Making the internet absolutely ridiculous. DementiaRadio.org.
This is the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback. There's no feedback this week.
You're serious?
I'm serious.
Oh,
not a damn
God.
Thing.
Why?
Well, we'll have
no
to
emails,
make
no
up
comments. You do that.
Okay, here's a message from God. God says, fuck all of you. I'm gonna destroy the earth in 5 years. You have 5 years to prepare for the earth being split in half and separated into two different earths. One for all the people who like comedy music and the other for the losers.
So there'll be like this really small little island with like 17 of us and then everybody else.
Wait a minute, I'm reading that upside down. It is a dog who said that, not God.
Ah.
It's Stampy.
It's from Dog the Bounty Hunter. Second letter from a Mr. Kill Bosby. He says, why don't you do more songs about child molestation? I'm a big fan of Ashton Kutcher. Signed, Anonymous. Luke, what do you think?
So Anonymous is Kill Bosby?
No, that's a name I made up.
Suddenly we're getting an ad for Mayfair Town Center.
And why not, indeed? The fine folks at Mayfair Town Center put in their 17 hours a week for you! God damn it, so you can go and trade your money for fuck.
I think that's down
for fuck all, because Mayfair Town Center is home to many fine stores of merchandise and things. I don't know what to say. I'm
you couldn't accidentally play a Stick Stickly clip or something, so it was relevant.
God damn it. Someone turned off my funny. I don't know who.
What's
I'm trying to play through the goddamn USB speakers and it just won't fucking pick them up. Motherfucker.
I got another letter. I got another piece of feedback here. It's from Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson says, it is true that I was solely responsible for the events of 9/11. However, it was completely by accident. Signed, Michael Jackson.
Thank you, Michael Jackson.
Jason.
You are here to save the day.
Yay! and change the world.
So, you know, there are songs about child molestation. They're just not funny.
But do you?
There's one on the Fump that's damn funny.
Oh, wait. I stand corrected.
She's Underage by Sea Monkey, for those who don't know what I'm talking about. Look it up. Yes. It's hysterical.
Now, it's damn funny, but is it dang funny? Or darn funny?
I maintain it is both damn funny and dang funny.
I think, well, he is from Texas, so technically I think it is dang
funny. Is it darn funny? But what about Dern funny?
Laura Dern?
The people demand answers, Laura Dern! That's who this feedback is from. No, wait, this isn't...
Be on the lookout for Tony Goldmark's newest song, The People Demand Answers, Laura Dern.
See, people, this is what happens when you don't write in with feedback.
Exactly. It's your fault. We blame you, the listeners.
You bastards.
You rat bastards. You think you can just sponge off the system? It's time to put something back in to the cookie jar. You bastards! I hate you all! I love you. That was a joke. I love you all. Thank you.
Hey, can we tease anything this week?
We can indeed.
Never!
Tomorrow's song is by TV Kyle.
TV's Kyle? Of flopping princess fame?
Of floating princess fame, which means you and him get to chat next week about animation and stuff.
Yay! We'll annoy everybody.
Yep.
Like usual.
And you get to look at porn.
I do. I don't need that as an excuse to look at porn, though.
So we're only 37 minutes into this show. You want to just talk about Disney or something?
Well, you know, there is no set time. That there's no set length for the show. I mean, we typically
we go between
30 and 90 minutes depending on how many guests we have and how many songs we want to play. So the fact that this episode is shorter is completely okay. If there's something specific you want,
this is one of those. So you're saying this is one of those loosey-goosey bisexual gay orgies?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yay!
Except, you know, in Oklahoma where it's illegal to be loosey-goosey.
Yay!
They have to have your gooses tightened.
Well, loosey-goosey sounds like an awesome, like, burlesque name for a girl.
What was it?
It's legal to be loosey as long as you have proper documentation proving it, but goosey is right out.
So wait, just to clarify, you said TV's Kyle. Did we have another one we can tease yet, or
Tuesdays is not posted yet?
Oh, okay. So
yay!
So if those of you who are fans of Tuesday, you're just gonna have to wait.
Yeah.
But did you have something specific about Disney you wanted to talk about, Tony?
No, I was just wondering because we did it last time.
Yeah,
I do have my show, Some Jerk with a Camera, about the Disney parks, particularly Disneyland. I have a new episode up since last time, which is about Halloween at the parks. It's no longer all that relevant because it's not Halloween anymore, but on the other hand, shut up. I'm working on my current year-end kind of season one finale episode, which is going to be extremely epic and possibly a two-parter. And I won't say what it is on the air because that might jinx us all. But I have announced it on Twitter and Facebook. Oh, by the way, I'm on Twitter. I forgot to mention it last time, but I am, in fact, on Twitter. My account is at Tony Goldmark, at TonyGoldmark. Please follow me. Thank you. So,
and,
there you go.
You have your music for sale at your website?
Not yet, but I'm working on that. My CD will hopefully be out early 2012. So, we'll, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, God, stop. Don't encourage him, you fuck!
Oh, God!
Now it's time to play Let's Piss Off Sarah.
Hey. I got the gold medal in the game Piss Off Sarah. Sarah, did you want to talk about New Orleans?
Fair change, motherfucker. I was in the knee at Vom War. And that's where I lost my brain.
I hate you guys so much.
And now Sarah talks for a minute or so.
Oh, do I have to talk?
You don't have to talk, but...
I just got home from work and I'm tired.
I'm timing you for exactly a minute or so.
Oh, fuck you.
Did you want to just say what happened in New Orleans, that you had fun and it
was
cool?
Well, you know, Contraflow was great. Everybody was really nice, and they drink a lot down there. I swear, if I move to New Orleans, I will probably become an alcoholic. It's not hard. And it was a lot of fun, and I had etouffee, and we had beignets, and I bought some new cookbooks, and
they gave you a metric ton of shrimp to eat.
They gave me a metric ton of shrimp to eat. Apparently, they had a new seafood cook, and he went a little overboard. Maybe literally, I have no idea. And, yeah.
Sarah.
It was fun. What?
Sarah, it's not pronounced New Orleans, it's pronounced Caribbean.
Oh. No, it wasn't warm enough for that.
No, a Caribbean hangs from the ceiling and a Caribbean grows up from the floor. That's
right, yes, that's what it is.
Have I told you lately how much I hate you?
Why, yes, you have, Sarah.
Oh, goody.
All right.
So I grew up in Connecticut where it's pronounced New Orleans.
Or if you're local, it's Nolens.
Nolens, yeah.
Nolens. And if you live in Louisville, it's pronounced Louisville.
Yeah, it really is. It's Louisville.
Louisville. All right. Hey, Tony Gomark, do you have more things to plug?
I'm just the same shit. I got new song on the Fump. I'm on Twitter at Tony Goldmark. I've got a web series, Some Jerk with a Camera, at somejerkwithacamera.blip.tv. And a new album coming out next year.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I do. Tony Goldmark. I'm on Facebook. I do have an official artist page, but I never updated, and I probably should.
Ah.
So. But look for me. I'm sure you'll find me, Tony Goldmark.
All right. And if Lemon Demon were here, he'd probably say to go to lemondemon.com, I guess.
Yep, that's his site. I don't think that's been updated in a while either, but...
Look, just go to YouTube and click three things at random, and you'll go to one of his videos. They're so highly rated.
Yep.
He's got like a... Man, like, he did the fucking Potters as puppets bouncing around and got like 100 million views. Lucky. Enviable bastard. Anyway,
it's weird. The most random shit goes viral on YouTube. Some of it I just don't understand.
You just need a really cute kitten. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Them cats, I tell you. Them cats is cute. By the way, Luke, have you had a chance to watch any more episodes of Some Jerk with a Camera?
I have not. I'm sorry. I've been intending to.
Then why am I even here?
Because you've submitted a song at thefump.com. Yes, thefump.com. I meant to watch your Halloween special and to start getting caught up on the past episodes, and I've just been, you know, busy running all over the freaking Midwest and the South and stuff. So I am going to start watching more of those so that I can tell you about things when I talk to you again on the show.
That's okay. I'm sure they have the internet in the afterlife.
Whee!
They damn well better.
Yeah.
So, alrighty. Well, I guess we will wrap up the show then at this point. So, this has been the Funny Music Podcast. I'm Luke Ski.
I am so sorry, people.
And Tony Goldmark says things too.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, at DementiaRadio.org, and join us in the chat, or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes, and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week where you'll hear Luke Ski say,
"Scat solo, go!"
That was beautiful.
Yay. All righty.
So now you, the listener, have to ask yourself what the hell you just listened to.
That's deep.
Have you asked yourself what the hell you just listened to?
Yeah.
Good. That completes your part of the agreement. Yay.
Yay. All right. I'm hanging up on you guys now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.